Savitri, Book 2, The Book of the Traveler of the Worlds, Canto 6, The Kingdoms of the Little Life, page 144. The narrow horizon of their days was filled with things and creatures that could help and hurt. The world's values hung upon their little self. Isolated, cramped in the vast unknown, to save their small lives from surrounding death, they made a tiny circle of defense against the siege of the huge universe. They preyed upon the world and were its prey, but never dreamed to conquer and be free. Obeying the world power's hints and firm taboos, a scanty part they drew from her rich store. There was no conscious code and no life plan. The patterns of thinking of a little group fixed a traditional behavior's law. Ignorant of soul, save as a wraith within, tied to a mechanism of unchanging lives, and to a dull usual sense and feelings beat, they turned in grooves of animal desire. In walls of stone fenced round they worked and warred, did by a banded selfishness a small good, or wrought a dreadful wrong and cruel pain on sentient lives, and thought they did no ill. Ardent from the sack of happy, peaceful homes, and gorged with slaughter, plunder, rape, and fire, they made of human selves their helpless prey, a drove of captives led to lifelong woe, or torture a spectacle made and holiday, mocking or thrilled by their torn victims' pangs, admiring themselves as titans and as gods. Proudly they sang their high and glorious deeds, and praised their victory and their splendid force. An animal in the instinctive herd, pushed by life impulses, forced by common needs, each in his own kind saw his ego's glass. All served the aim and action of the pack. Those like himself, by blood or custom kin, to him were parts of his life, his adjunct selves, his personal nebula's constituent stars, satellite companions of his solar eye. A master of his life's environment, a leader of a huddled human mass, herding for safety on a dangerous earth. He gathered them round him as if minor powers to make a common front against the world. Or, weak and sole on an indifferent earth, as a fortress for his undefended heart, or else to heal his body's loneliness. In others than his kind he sensed a foe, an alien, unlike force to shun and fear, a stranger and adversary to hate and slay. Or he lived as lives the solitary brute, at war with all he bore his single fate. Absorbed in the present act, the fleeting days, none thought to look beyond the hour's gains, or dreamed to make this earth a fairer world, or felt some touch divine surprise his heart. The gladness that the fugitive moment gave, the desire grasped, the bliss, the experience won, movement and speed and strength were joy enough, and bodily longings shared, and quarrel, and play, and tears, and laughter, and the need called love. In war and clasp, these life wants joined the all life, wrestlings of a divided unity, inflicting mutual grief and happiness, in ignorance of the self forever one. Arming its creatures with delight and hope, a half-awakened nescience struggled there, to know by sight and touch the outside of things. Instinct was formed. In memory's crowded sleep, the past lived on as in a bottomless sea, inverting into half-thought the quickened sense. She felt around for truth with fumbling hands, clutched to her the little she could reach and seize, and put aside in her subconscient cave.